It's been tough. It's been very tough. You know, we started out with a lot of injuries to some key people, Walter Jones, Mike Wall. You know, we lost them. They never played it down. We've also had some key guys just miss them a lot of time. You know, Lofa Tatupu, Patrick Kearney. You know, I broke my ribs week two. It's kind of a tough start. And we've really just, you know, been trying to hold it together the best we can.
Matt, how have you held up physically, and how have you held up emotionally, personally?
I feel fine physically. I feel good. It's probably the best I've felt. You know, week two, like I said, I got hurt, missed a couple games, but I feel good now. You know, emotionally, it's just one of those things where at this juncture, there's teams that are, you know, faced with some tough situations right now. Some guys are, you know, fighting to stay alive in the playoffs. Some teams are, you know, shooting for the seed that they're looking for. Other teams like us, you know, you're not playing for the playoffs. You're just trying to establish or reestablish something, you know, a foundation to build from for your team, for your organization. And that's partly what we're trying to do right now. We're just trying to, you know, trying to right the ship and trying to, you know, set a solid foundation, hopefully, for success in years to come here.
Now, Matt, was there any kind of a distraction with the whole GM thing for the players? And then when you heard maybe the possibility of Mike coming back, was that, you know, a buzz in the locker room? Did it create any kind of distraction?
Well, I mean, obviously that's something that everyone talks about all the time. You know, in our locker room or in our building, it was no different. But you know, that's an example of, you know, being a strong team, being a strong player, you know, rising above distractions and things like that, whether they're good or bad. You know, and just rising above and playing football, playing good football, and executing. And you know, I would say that it's, you know, once the dust settles here and we figure out, you know, who's the new, you know, in charge, who's the new GM or whatever, that'll probably clean things up a bit and probably help make it a little bit easier to focus. But you know, blaming anything on that would simply be an excuse.
Matt, do you feel like at all age or injury has started to catch up with you?
Well, I mean, certainly getting hurt this year, week two, was tough. And, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever broken their ribs, but when you break your ribs, you really can't do much for a little bit. And, you know, it's just really easy to get out of shape. And, you know, being in shape is something that's very important as a professional athlete. And so I feel like it took me about 4 weeks to really feel like I was myself again, you know, coming off of that injury. But no, to answer your question, I guess, you know, a good part of my career, I was just sitting on the bench watching, you know, wasn't getting hit or anything like that. I've been fortunate to have just had one surgery in my career or in my life. And so, you know, I feel like physically I feel good. It's just a matter of, you know, just executing and playing well.
When you see the Packers defense give 500 yards through the air last week, what's the first thought that goes through a quarterback's head?
Well, you know, we watched that film, obviously, but, you know, it was, you know, a lot of that was on scramble drills or just a random big play to start the game or to end the game or, you know, I don't know. It was almost like watching a team shooting three-pointers that, you know, that they banked them in or something, you know, and they didn't call glass. I was like, come on, that doesn't count. Does that really count? You know, I mean, I felt like Green Bay was in good position on a lot of plays, and, you know, Ben did a really nice job of evading a tackle and then throwing one up and someone catches it all game. It was really, you know, I really have a lot of respect for this Packer defense. I think they're doing a good job. They're getting a really good play from their young linebackers. And Charles Woodson has always been and continues to be one of the best corners in the game. And so I don't think that that'll be the norm. You know, that the Steelers just had one of those games, a lot of scrambles and a lot of broken plays that added up to a lot of yards.
Can you talk about the process, Matt, of kind of finding Woodson to see how they are matching him up with what you're going with?
Well, you know, they stick to their guns. You know, Dom Capers, he's you know, he's one of the innovators in this game, and when it comes to defenses, and you know, he can tell that he believes in what he believes in, and he, the players do it, and they do it well, and so they do everything. They kind of mix and match, and Charles, he'll be all over the place. You know, it's hard to get tendencies from these guys. It's just, I think, a matter of you know, just going out and making plays and being patient, and you know, he's created a lot of turnovers. Their defense has created a lot of turnovers this year, and Charles Woodson is a big part of that. And you know, I don't know if he'll do anything special for us. I don't know what necessarily would scare them about us, that they would have to change up what they do with Charles Woodson.
Hey Matt, going back to, you know, the early part of your career when you were here, were you how challenging was it week after week to prepare as a young quarterback, knowing that you're, you know, probably not going to play?
It was not that challenging because I was having so much fun. You know, had we been losing, or if the guy in front of me had been playing poorly, it maybe would have been a little frustrating. But it was so much fun to be in that locker room, to be coached by the guys I got to be coached by, to be teammates with the guys that I got to be teammates with, and to play behind, you know, one of the great quarterbacks of all time, you know. And even especially like in my second and third year there, you know, he would throw me bones, you know, he would give me reps of practice or let me take some stuff in pregame or not play in the preseason some, and you know, so my relationships with all the guys in the locker room were great, with the coaching staff, that was great. I really couldn't have imagined a better situation. And truthfully, I was a little bit sad to leave, you know, when I got traded. It was exciting, but at the same time, it was, you know, Green Bay was a lot of fun.
Matt, I remember talking to you when you were, I think you were stuck on a tarmac and the trade hadn't happened yet, and you were kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. When you look back on that time and what you just talked about, though, are you still pretty proud and pretty happy with the way everything turned out for you?
Well, I am happy, you know, because the one regret I had when I left was, you know, what if I had, you know, agreed somehow to a long-term deal and just waited it out there for Brett to, you know, to retire, similar to like Joe Montana, and Steve Young was the backup, and Steve Young just had to wait forever, and finally he got his chance. You know, when I first left, I thought, well, you know, I'm really happy here. It's a great team, great organization. I really like our system. You know, I would have been willing, had they approached me, to do something like that. Now, looking back, that would have been a really stupid and foolish decision because, obviously, Brett's still playing and I would probably still be on the bench.
Matt, speaking of Brett, what do you think about this situation with him and Childress? And how much leeway did Holmgren give you in terms of running the pass calls?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know too much about their situation or what the heck's going on there. But I know as a quarterback, you know, there aren't many black and white answers. You know, there's a lot of gray in there, and there's a lot of interpretation, and there's a lot of game management. And, you know, one of the things that Mike Holmgren would always say, he'd say, listen, playing quarterback, you're not a blacksmith, you're an artist. And, you know, and that was his analogy, you know, paint your canvas. But, you know, he would give you guidelines and he would give you the gist of what he was looking for. But you really do have to have good communication. And sometimes when bad stuff happens, you know, you kind of grow together in communication and improve as a team or improve as a play caller / quarterback. And so it's not an uncommon argument to have. It's probably just an uncommon one to have publicly.
Matt, did you have a lot of leeway, though? And did Mike get mad at you if you made the wrong call? How did that part work?
Yeah, there was all kinds of leeway. It's probably too much, you know. That was probably the most stressful part about playing for him, was all the responsibility in the run game. But at the same time, you know, as long as it worked, he was happy. You know, it's probably any play caller. But all in all, I'd say that just at least in my experience, you know, everyone's trying to win, and you know, the end result is usually what determines the mood on the sideline.
Yeah,